Okay, it's morning later. It's Beis Adar Beis, March 29th, on Ech Tzadi. Just to review the midos from the Maseilas Yesharim in the middle of the page there. He defined the kiyus as Hasamadus Akriya B'divrei Chazal. Kiyus, which is like refinement, cleanness, comes from reading the words of Chazal regularly, constantly. Precious Haizdakas Begreyas Tanugos Olamazeh. Precious is looking at how lowly the pleasures of this world are. Tahara Kol Mashi Yamek V'yasmin L'hakir P'chisus HaChumrius. All the more that he deepens and makes more constant his recognition of the lowliness of the materialism. Chasidus Godel Haizdakos Verova Hisbonenus Kashu Yarbel Hisbonen Al Godel Rom Musa Yisparach. Chasidus is a lot of analysis and contemplating the greatness of Hashem, the loftiness of Hashem. Anova Hargilus Lisbonen Dame Ayin Basa, like a regularity in contemplating where you come from. To really think of the humble origins of man. Yiras Chet Hisbonen Hayos Hashchina Nimtza V'Shehu Mashgiach. Fear of sin is contemplating how the Hashem's presence is always here and it oversees constantly. Kedusha Iyun Otzum B'Sisrei Hashkocha Halyona B'Tzifuni Habriya B'Yedias Rav Musa Yisbarach. Like a mighty analysis, a mighty looking at the incredible secrets of Hashem's, of the lofty providence and the hidden aspects of the creation, and knowing Hashem's loftiness. Ulai biglal ze koshel en olimut hamusar. Maybe because of this is why Musar is difficult for us. Yan hinanuni goshem elav meblil hislamid bezbonus. Because we approach it without training ourselves in hisbonus. Ubeli hisbonus harinish arm hadvarim karim v'yaveshim. Without contemplation, the matters remain cold and dry. Gachelas kimat amuma. A coal that's almost extinguished, which was the terminology, I think, from the Ramchal. Ayedios lo nepku lo oros, and the knowledge doesn't become light. Ami lo hisbonon. It ends off there quoting the phrase that we read in the Shabbos Chazon. Yisrael Chazak says at the beginning of Yeshaya, Yada Shar Koneya Vachamar Evuspa Olav, an ox knows its owner and the donkey knows the trough of its master. Yisrael Lo Yada Ami Lo Hisbonon, my nation. Yisrael didn't know, my nation hasn't contemplated. It comes from contemplation.
We have to train ourselves in Hisbonon, and hopefully he's going to train us.
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing in the next section here. When we learned this, we never did that here, but I did it with the women's group. Rav Kook and Musar Avicha says the problem with Musar is because people use words. And halach, if you're using words, you know basically what you're talking about. I'm talking about building a sukkah, so it has a wall, it has a tzchach, you know what it is. In Musar, you use words like Nikiyus, Precious, Tahara, Avos Hashem, Miras Hashem, and so on. And it can be just words. I think it's the same thing. Failure to contemplate, so I can define it, but I don't really know it or feel it, it's missing the whole aura, the light. Hisbonus has two levels. Varishonim is amkim b'sefer shalomdim of a maimer chazal echad. The first one, we are like plumbing the depths of the sefer that we are learning, or the statement of chazal, or a statement of chazal. V'havin tzuras hashmaitza, k'mo b'limud gemara. Tzuras HaShemaitza literally means the form, the layout of the teaching, but it means just trying to get the basic shot. It's a question, it's an answer, it's a statement. Like when you learn Gemara. V'shlav zeh tzrichim lizar b'frat shelo lodon es advarim l'melitos she'ein l'hoven asan kipshutin. At this level, you have to be careful not to judge, to interpret the words as if they're like riddles or like sayings that are not meant to be understood at their simple level. You know, it's hyperbole or it's metaphoric or just a concept, doesn't mean what it's saying. Anocha Rishona believe in Musa, he sha'ain malitzas by Torah. The first premise in the study of Musa is that there aren't malitzas. It's not poetic sayings. I mean, to be sure, there are places where it's also Lashon Guzma. Sometimes something is said, it's not meant to be taken literally, but it has a specific meaning. Let's see, I'll give an example. A dugma, halomid perkesh ha-masil si-sharim. If you're learning the second chapter of Masil si-sharim, it says, Hina, Inyan has a hirus, who she-yeh adam is bonin, and mefakech ha-maisa v'drach ha-tovim. It's that a person should contemplate and carefully oversee his actions and his good ways. O levilti yazav nafsho, or that he shouldn't abandon himself to the danger of being totally lost, and he shouldn't just go with his habit, what he's used to, like a blind man in the darkness. Reishis yidayik heitev sheishis bonenus yesh pikuah. So he's a good example how you learn that statement. So you can learn and say, all right, he's saying you should be careful. So he says it's got to be taken much more specifically than that. First, you have to contemplate the fact that there is something called hisbonus, and there's something called pikuach. The yivara la'atzma ma'a hevdol ben. And what's the difference? Mesil Shem is two different words. So what does each one mean? Ken yamar ala hevdol ben ma'isim pratim ben drachim, in umidos. He used two words also. His actions and his ways. So what's the difference between the two? So he tells us, Maisim are specific and Drachim are Midos. Sakonat ha'avodon in a melitza o hagzama. The danger of being lost is not just an expression or an exaggeration. V'yesh levar la'atzma heitav mahu ha'avodon hazeh. What is this state of being lost? What's going to happen? V'lama ha'alicha v'mahalach hargelo dafko. He comes misokenes, and why is going in the way that he is used to so dangerous? Umahi hamaskona mize legabe hergele ha'adam sheizrago behemi yalduso. And what should one conclude because of all this, in regard to the habits that he does have from his youth? Sil Sharm is saying that I'm at risk of being totally lost if I go with my habits. So everybody has habits. We live by habits. So what is it? What's the implication? Bishlav Hasheni Mashva Halomin is Mashva Haven Mitocha Maimar Chazalo Asefer Imatzavu Mitzuso. First, it's just getting what it's saying without any relationship to me. What is this Gemara saying? What is this Sefer Musar saying? Without any consideration of, you know, where am I at? What is that? The second step is, okay, now what does that imply? I'm comparing what it's saying here to my own circumstance and reality. V'yishtadol l'kvoa be'ezo mida hu rochach me'advarim u'ma garmim l'kach. And he should try to establish in what mida he's far from the words that he just studied and what's causing that. Bishlav zeh shel halima hichnas rabbeinu hagana b'sol salantaz al es chidusha ha'ikari. At this level of study of Musar is where b'sol salanta brought in his main chidush. Hudorish chazara tachufa al oso maimer kamapam. He requires repeated review of that maimer numerous times.
So you learn the methodology of Musar, just that it is without applying to yourself.
Yeah, so well, the first step is to understand it. I think what he's trying to rule out is people who will sit in front of a sefer and say a mimer over and over. They haven't really figured out what it means. He's saying the first step is to understand it. This concept of repeating mimer chazal over and over again is only meant to be once you understand it. Once it's just a question of hashivosa levecha, applying it to himself, but if he doesn't really know it yet, then he skipped a step. Velochazar b'amitz, not only repetition, ella berigshas hanefesh v'saros haruach v'sosayim dolkos. The emotion of the soul, storm of the spirit, and like lips that are alight. A lot of probably each one of those phrases means something different, but that's from the Igeres HaMusar of Ari Yisrael Mechtav Hei in his letter on Musar, and the fifth letter in Ar Yisrael. Kolomar Chazar Zostia Bekolov and Agina has to be loud and melodious. Laura his rakshas, his palos, to rouse emotion, and his palos is like being affected by something.
He's not talking about. I think
it's
a lesson of a deeper understanding.
No, right, which fits. The first is understanding it. The second is applying it. So the emotional part is getting it.
Singing the Musar.
Yeah. That was the whole Musar thing.
But that's following on. I missed the step where you...
First, you have to understand it, work it out, and figure out what each word means. It uses different expressions and so on. That's getting the pshat. Once I have the pshat as a theoretical, now, okay, what does that
mean? Connect together.
Yeah. Where am I in regard to that, and how do I get that teaching to be in my heart? That's where the concept of repetition, Rabbi Yisrael's chiddush.
So first, then the methodology, know that the words, the lexicon.
Yeah, first understand it. First, get basic shot. Then take it home. Hayidei chazara zu misbarim od yosar dorim. By this chazara, the matters become more clear. Ba'aras b'leiv ha'akara shal gnus ha'veras ha'hefzid v'avadon ha'nitzav hen l'hachak nafsha mehen. It takes a phrase from the Shari Chua. In the Shar Gimel, which is where he says that if you study the mitzvahs, it makes and averus, it makes you understand how bad they are. The lowliness of averus and the loss that they cause, and how much a person has to stay away from them. It brings a strong yearning to come to purify himself and fix himself. Saying this is spilus is going to leave it. There's a big impression on the heart, and it has to be done regularly. Okay, we'll continue next week. Here's the show.